Four people went before the Jonesboro City Council last night, pleading with the council to include language that guarantees discrimination protection for gender identity and sexual orientation. Dr. Joseph Rukas is a faculty advisor for the Gay Straight Alliance at Arkansas State University. Rukas, who is gay, stated the city of Jonesboro and Arkansas State do not have such guarantees written into their policies. He says the lack of language in those policies is a problem for LGBT people. Rukas says it also gives an impression the city is not welcoming to those people.
Maybe I've misread the welcome that I felt in this community. This issue's not going away.
Dr. Gary Latonich is an emeritus professor of economics at Arkansas State University. He says such language written into policies can attract big businesses to Jonesboro.
We've got competitors in Arkansas: Conway, Little Rock, Fayetteville, Hot Springs. They're all saying the same thing. We're not going to discriminate against certain types of people, okay? What do we know about industry? It's better to fail on the safe side. Let's just put it in writing. We don't discriminate. If this becomes an issue for a big company, the kind we want, the kind who's going to bring people in who may be diverse, this kind of a statement may be just what it takes to get them in here.
This issue came to the forefront last month after members of Arkansas State University's Gay Straight Alliance wanted protection language to be placed in the city's handbooks, which would require that those who work for the city or do services for the city not discriminate against people based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. During a city council meeting that was held April 21st, Jonesboro Mayor Harold Perrin read from a prepared statement saying he didn't believe the extra protections were necessary.
Our handbook states, "It is the continuing policy of the city of Jonesboro to ensure equal employment opportunity in all personnel actions taken. As for adding any other explicit defined protected classes, the administration does not feel it is necessary at this time. Let me be very clear. We are following and will continue to follow all federal and state laws in our hiring, promotion, and employment practices."
Dr. Chris Jones is a pastor of the First Presbyterian Church of Jonesboro. Last night, Jones commended Mayor Perrin for stating publicly that the city does not tolerate any kind of discrimination. He says written policies should include protections for sexual orientation and gender identity because administrations do change. He says he wants the protections to be there for future administrations.
As a leader in your faith community, I'm standing before you because I really do believe that this is a justice issue, that this is an issue where the people who work for the city of Jonesboro and those who contract to provide services for the city of Jonesboro ought to be able to come and do their job and celebrate their job because they are capable of doing that job and not have to worry about losing their job because of who they love.
After those pleas were made to open debate on the issue last night, Mayor Perrin and members of the city council adjourned the meeting. Perrin restated that the city's current policy will not discriminate against anyone and did not see the need to change the city's policy. Perrin says he'll meet privately with Dr. Rukas and members of the Gay Straight Alliance at Arkansas State University. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.